State Senator Cindy Rosenwald, and I think she has an op-ed piece out on claiming that Republicans are increasing property taxes with their moves in the legislature. Senator joins us in GMI Studios on Good Morning New Hampshire. How are you, Senator?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
We're doing okay on a Monday, I guess. You know, I'm not running in the marathon, so I'm doing okay.
Well, I hope you had a wonderful Easter.
We did. It was very nice. Thank you. Senator, just thank for you. Our listeners, before we get going on your piece that you put out, where's your district? Where's home? Where are you from?
Well, my district is District 13, and it is most of Nashua.
Okay. Now, what's the main point of your piece and this assertion you're making? And I'll just finish the sentence. You're also saying that Senator Bradley and others are taking advantage of Democrat legislation without giving it credit. Take it away. Tell us what's going on here.
Yes. Yeah, so recently, our Republican colleagues have started to talk about property tax relief, mm-hmm. and specifically around a late amendment that Senator Bradley proposed in committee that is a weaker version of a bill proposed this session by the late Democratic House Leader Rennie Cushing.
Mm-hmm.
Representative Cushing's bill required the state to start again to help pay for the retirement system's costs
mm-hmm.
that we stopped doing about 10 years ago. His bill required the state to pay 7.5% of the cost that the cities and towns incur for including their municipal workers, their teachers, their firefighters, police in the retirement system. And we see this as really a political stunt in an election year. Because Senator Bradley's amendment is only a one-year contribution.
Mm-hmm.
So during the committee hearing, I asked, what happens after the 1 year of this proposed relief? Will the cities and towns expect their property taxes are going to go right back up by $28 million? And what he said was that they would look to the next budget cycle to see if it could be included in the budget.
Right.
Now, last year I proposed legislation to require the state to start paying 15% of the cost of that. Remember, it used to pay 35%.
Mm-hmm.
And then I proposed an amendment to bring it down to 5%, which was not enough money, but would have
right.
been helpful.
Right.
But they shot these proposals down, citing the cost. So they can't promise to sustain this 7.5% cut that they are proposing for only 1 year.
Right.
And I think it would be naive of us to believe they do plan to continue adding it if they have control of the budget based on how they've voted.
Let me ask you this. State Senator Cindy Rosenwald, Southern Tier, an op-ed piece saying Republicans are increasing property taxes. Senator, I want to ask you a very simple, straightforward question. Governor Sununu, during the State of the State and on this show, had said that New Hampshire, because of some business tax cuts and other measures, was seeing an unprecedented state revenue surplus of almost $300 million more a year than anticipated. And I don't have the governor's State of the State address in front of me, but I know he said more than once and that the state will be returning more money to cities and towns than ever before in a budget, and that if cities and towns do not lower the property taxes locally, then voters should get a little worked up. Is the governor being disingenuous when he says that? Because it sounds like there's more money than we've ever had before going back to cities and towns, so why can't property taxes come down?
Well, I'll say a couple of things. One, the fact that we are seeing these surpluses has a lot to do with the last Democratic budget, which made changes to the business profits tax to require large multinational corporations to pay taxes on the business that they're doing in New Hampshire. One, that's one.
So it wasn't, real quick, it wasn't the reductions that the Republicans made on, like, rooms and meals or some of the other taxes, business enterprise?
I don't believe so. Some of those reductions haven't really started to take effect yet, like the repeal of the interest and dividends tax. And if you look at the tax changes we've already made during this two-year term, we will, over the next 3 years, take $300 million of revenue out of the Treasury. Mm-hmm. That money is going to have to be made up by property taxpayers. Those are business tax changes. I'd say also helping us out for the next few years is the really unprecedented infusion of federal money that is flowing into the New Hampshire economy. And furthermore, if you look at the workforce recovery figures on a national basis, New Hampshire is the fifth lowest state for workforce recovery.
Let me ask you this, Senator, before you let you go. State Senator Cindy Rosenwald, her op-ed piece, state senator from the Southern Tier, Nashua, one of the bigger communities. We've had recently on the show Dr. Tom Sherman, state senator, someone I presume you know well or know. He's a Democrat running for governor. We heard Gary Hirschfeld, the founder of Stonyfield Yogurt, may throw his hat in as well. Talking about property taxes, I had asked Senator Sherman if he thinks New Hampshire needs an income or state sales tax. He said no, he did not believe so. Governor Sununu claims that because of how he would support the paid family medical leave, that essentially it's an income tax, but Senator Sherman did not agree. And I'm not sure where Gary, the founder of Stonyfield Yogurt, if he actually runs, would stand. But do you think New Hampshire's in good shape without a state income or sales tax?
Yes.
Okay, so that we can manage our property taxes independent of that. Hey, we're going to get you back again soon, Senator. Thanks for joining us
on this
Monday.
You have a good one. Thank you so much for having me, and have a great week.
You have a good week as well. Thank you, Senator.
Thank you.